1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to Africa's Joe. Look at the resale store on Lakewood Boulevard on Holland's north side and the ministries of Africa's Child in Zambia. And to update us over the phone today, Rob Murphy joins us. Rob, good morning and welcome aboard.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Not too bad, not too bad. It is a special Thanksgiving for a lot of people. I hate to say it, but it's probably a bittersweet one for you, isn't it?
Well, this this month has been extraordinarily taxing for our family, or stretching, with the 11th birthday of our daughter, who has since gone to be with Jesus, and two other birthdays of our children, plus the six-month anniversary of the homegoing of my daughter, and Thanksgiving thrown in the mix there, and really causes you to kind of look around and go, what do you really value in this life? What is most important to you? And, you know, and it's just so awesome to look around and go, you know, what's most important to me is that the people around me feel loved, and those around me who have needs that I can help with, that I can do something about that. And at the end of the day, I know that, you know, my destiny or my eternity is sure. And that just allows me to love with abandonment and care with those around me.
And, what you can do for other people during this Thanksgiving period can really be a two-way street. What they can do for Africa's Child Ministries and what you can do for them, all centers to a certain extent on a certain store on Lakewood Boulevard on Holland's north side, doesn't it?
It sure does. And you know what? We really want to give back to the community. And it's not advertised, but on Friday, we want to let the listeners here on WHTC know that we're going to be doing a half-off sale on our clothing and our shoes, just as a thank you to our community. We just really want them to know that we know that their hard work in coming in and shopping and donating has allowed us to support these five orphanages and a medical clinic. And to top that off, on Monday, I was able to sign a lease on our second location for an Africa's Child store. We're going to be opening up one in Grand Rapids at 4 Mile and Plainfield. And so if your listeners have friends in that area, let them know that Africa's Child is coming out that way so that we can continue to build upon what we've started.
It is going to be an ambitious situation, and real quick, what time frame are we looking at for getting the store up on Plainfield and 4 Mile up and going north of GR?
Well, we're hoping that by February, the beginning of February, we'll be opening the door for business to be able to bless the people of that community, and just continuing to move on. You know, I heard a story yesterday where one of the ladies who works at the store here in Holland said, you know, someone had just come in and said, you know, thank you for keeping your prices where they are. It seems that all the other resale stores are been raising their prices, but because of the people coming in, we've been able just to leave our prices where they are, which is pretty much the lowest in the game, because people are coming and blessing us, and we want to continue to return that. And it seems like it's working. We're doing this together. It's not about selling used goods. It's about helping these awesome children in Zambia.
Not only helping the youngsters and to a certain extent their families in Zambia with the ministries itself, but also helping those in our community that need warm clothes, especially this time of year. But also, it's Christmas, and we're getting toward this season where people want to give something to somebody they love, and maybe, you know, the pennies just aren't there. Good place for them to go is Africa's Child, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are, you know, anyone that's walked through there knows that the stuff we put out, if it had a tag on it, most of it you wouldn't know was used. That's how much care we take. You know, it's very rare for resale stores to wash their clothes and to pick the tread out, or pick the gum out of the treads of shoes and the other things that we go through. Count the number of pieces in a puzzle. We have people that come in just to do that, just so people know what they're buying is, you know, is good.
Rob, very quickly again, Africa's Child store will be open on Friday, and you got half off, right?
half off clothing and shoes, and it's just an amazing opportunity to for us. We feel we're it's not a sale gimmick for us to raise money. It's for us to give back to the community, and we're really excited about it.
Rob Murphy, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
A blessing.
Thank you very much. Rob Murphy of Africa's Child.